Well, you know, aggressive reforms that began in the nation's capital have made their way to Houston schools. KPFT local news reporter Jacob Santillan is live in the studio with more.
Marlo, a controversial way to evaluate teachers continues to bring unintended consequences. The evaluation system, which was implemented by former D.C. Public Schools Chancellor Michelle Rhee, spread throughout districts across the country. The policy basically tied teacher and school evaluations to students' standardized test scores. The Houston Independent School District began evaluating its teachers based on student test scores in 2011. Now that method is causing problems that point to possible test score tampering in several districts, including right here in Houston. Houston Federation of Teachers Vice President Zef Capo says that when evaluations are tied to scores, you see an increase in test tampering.
Well, there's significant problems with standardized testing in the first place. The test may not necessarily be aligned to what teachers are teaching and students are learning. And if you don't have alignment in the first place, then it's not actually testing what the students are learning. There are also significant questions about validity and reliability, whether there are enough test questions to actually determine whether the results show mastery or do not show mastery, or if they're a fluke. Standardized testing was never intended to be used in the manner that it is being used today in many school districts like D.C. and New York and Houston, because they were not ever intended to be the sole tool to evaluate students or teachers on whether they're successful. They were meant to be a measure to help determine whether the school district was, or whether the school system or the curriculum or what have you, was going in the right track vis-a-vis other school districts and others around them. It's been totally corrupted by individuals that want to put an ideological spin on our public school system.
HISD's Capo says even Houston area schools aren't immune to potential test tampering, and that there's a connection between relying on standardized testing for evaluations and the increased reports of cheating and test tampering.
We've had cases of potential test tampering that have been investigated in HISD in the past that has been dealt with one way or another. So it certainly is something that has the reliance on standardized testing has by all means increased the likelihood that there may be improprieties in testing going on. It's many different ways. The principal is responsible for them. They take the test and make changes after the students have turned in the test. What happens between the time that students turn them in and they actually end up at the grading site? They're not always under the tightest control. Sometimes things happen, and we've got to just make sure that we watch out for that.
HISD's evaluation system has experienced a series of delays. Confusion over the system as a whole, faulty computer programs, and incomplete tests have put full implementation on hold. For more information regarding the use of high-stakes standardized testing in education, visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/KPFT News. Live in the studio, Jacob Santillan, KPFT Local News.
Thank you, Jacob. So do you think this is going to help?
No, I think it's just going to exacerbate a growing problem. The students in education, our children, are more than mere numbers on a score sheet.
Jacob Santillan, thank you for that report.